Hello and welcome. You're watching the 8 o'clock news. I'm Sonal Mehrotra Kapoor. We've got lots lined up for you tonight. Let's begin with the headlines. Weekly cases in India across the 10 lakh mark. In just 2 weeks, we've gone from 1 lakh to 10 lakh. Two BJP ministers, five MLAs joined the rival Samajwadi Party. Akhilesh says cycle unstoppable now. BJP dismisses the impact of defections on polls. It's a tragic, tragic day for NDTV and all of our viewers as Kamal Khan, our Lucknow bureau chief, suddenly died of a heart attack this morning. Tributes have been pouring in from Yogi Adityanath to Akhilesh. Thousands of viewers.
Filhal, Kamal Khan ko Lucknow se ijazat dijiye. Adab.
Fuel and food keep inflation high at 13.6%. December wholesale inflation at 13.6 versus 1.9 a year earlier. Wholesale inflation dips from November 14.2%, which was the highest in a decade. Bishop Franco Mulakal, accused of raping a nun several times between 2014 to 2016, has been acquitted by a court in Kerala for lack of evidence. Cops make their first arrest in the Haridwar hate case for Jitendra Narayan Tyagi. But as they arrest him, another accused threatened the cop, says, "All of you will die." Three kg bomb seen in Delhi ahead of Republic Day, an ID detonated by the anti-bomb squad later. South Africa remains final frontier for Team India. India loses the final test by 7 wickets and also the series. More twists and turns to Novak Djokovic's case. Now his visa has been cancelled for the second time. He has mounted the legal challenge. Australia won't deport him, at least for now, till the order is finally brought in. The hearing is expected on Sunday. Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Bihu celebrations across the country. But all of this as crowds are seen, several without masks as well. Have we really learned no lessons?